New York's second mildest winter on record came to a close early this morning, this first day of spring. The season has been gentle on some businesses and harsh on others, as WNYC's Ilya Maritz reports.
By now, private plow drivers and the hardware stores that sell rock salt and shovels have taken their licks. This winter was a stinker for them, but it's been a great season for golf. At the driving range at Chelsea Piers the other day, the temperature was almost 70, with a mild breeze coming off the Hudson. David Beltry, the general manager, says it was an exceptional season for business.
We got to be up at least 20-25%, so it's great. We love it.
With only two major snowfalls between Halloween and today, the golf season never really ended, which made for some surreal but happy occasions for Lee Finkel, who oversees the city's five public courses, including Split Rock in the Bronx.
Actually, I went out and played Split Rock on New Year's Day and felt like a fall day. It was amazing, and this golf course was just tremendously busy. It was a really fun thing to see on January 1st.
In January, revenues at the city courses were up more than 800%. Finkel kept staffing levels higher than usual. Overall, the mild winter weather seems to have done some good for the economy. It's partly responsible for an uptick in consumer spending. Cash-starved governments saved money they might have spent on overtime and settling claims over snow-related damage. And friendly weather has enabled New York City's Department of Transportation to get 36 miles ahead in its goal of repaving 1,000 miles of roadway this year. Charles Murphy is with Turner Construction, a large private builder that's seen a big difference.
Once you get below 30 degrees, you have to start protecting the concrete from freezing.
You do that by laying a blanket and setting up space heaters. This winter, Murphy oversaw the rehab of Terminal 4 at Kennedy Airport for Delta.
JFK can be a very hostile winter environment between the snow and the winds coming off of Jamaica Bay. And this year it was because of the weather, we were able to pour concrete without paying additional costs to heat the concrete.
The job is on schedule. Now, not everyone is doing better.
The snow affects my business pretty drastically.
Ray LeCar owns Ray's Discount Auto Body in Poughkeepsie. People are not coming to his shop like they usually do. The reason? There's no ice on the roads, and therefore there are a lot fewer fender benders.
Besides people not sliding into each other, the parts guys, they're not selling anything. The suppliers for the paints and the sandpapers and everything that we use, they're feeling the pinch. Just goes right down the line.
A bad for business story you can feel good about. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Maritz.